Hello, welcome to DriveCast. This is Ed Travers, teaching pastor at LifePoint Campus in Westerville. This past Sunday, I was able to share at Lewis Center, and we continued in our series we're calling Asking for a Friend, where we're talking about how there are lots of tough questions that we'd like to ask, but they make us a little uncomfortable. But what we've been saying each week is that God has the best answers for life's toughest questions, even if we don't agree with them. And the question we asked this week is that why don't we as Christians have a larger impact in our culture? And we might say to ourselves, well, culture, you know, it seems to be going in an opposite direction. It's highly sexualized. It's very selfish and narcissistic. And it seems to just, you know, kind of be dragging all in one direction. And we might say, well, you know, how are we supposed to change that? What are we supposed to do? And we might look back and realize that the Corinthians were asking the same question. They were in a highly sexualized culture. And, you know, they had a temple there in Corinth to the, you know, to the goddess Aphrodite, where they worshiped sex. And they had 1,000 prostitutes that you could go worship with. And, you know, that was their culture. It was the same. Culture has never truly changed that much. It's always going to go against the things of God. And yet the people of God have a very important place in what God's trying to do in culture. Here's what it says in 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 12. It says, "When I came to trials to preach the gospel of Christ, even though a door was open for me in the Lord, my spirit was not at rest because I did not find my brother Titus there. So I took leave of them and went on to Macedonia. But thanks be to God, who in Christ always leads us in triumphal procession, and through us spreads the fragrance of the knowledge of him everywhere. For we are the aroma of Christ to God among those who are being saved and among those who are perishing. To one a fragrance of death to death, and the other a fragrance of life to life. Who is sufficient for these things?" I mean, it's a pretty amazing passage, and Paul's using a metaphor, obviously, but he starts talking about how that Christ leads us in triumphant procession. Think of a Roman general who would conquer another army, and he would bring back citizens who were going to become new citizens of Rome, and he would also bring back those who were condemned. And he would march into the city gates with a lot of pomp and circumstances and, you know, coming in, and everyone's there to see this conquering general. And he would lead this procession of people. And the idea is that in the same way that Christ leads us in triumphant procession, new citizens in the kingdom of God, and he brings us into the arena so that everyone around us can see that there's an impact. They recognize us. And what is it they recognize about us? That we are the fragrance of the knowledge of him. That when we walk into culture, the people around us should see something about Jesus. They should have knowledge of Jesus in some way, shape, or form by the way that we live. Where there are the aroma of Christ to God, to those who are being saved and among those who are perishing. Meaning that our lives are to be lived in such a way that people can sense who Jesus is. They start to recognize something about God just by being around us. So then you think, well, okay. Think of the impact. He's saying that, you know, if when we live this way, people will be confronted with the truth that some will accept Jesus and some won't, that some will lead to life, some will lead to death. But that's the type of impact we have in culture. Maybe we don't change all of the media and change education and change movies. And, you know, that might be a side effect of some of the things that Christians do. But we're talking about hearts of people who are far from God. And by the way that we live, we impact people's hearts. Well, how are we going to do that? Well, there's really only one way, and that we have to be connected to the source. Think about, you know, when you go to a, you know, a great restaurant, and they're cooking a certain type of food, and they bring it out on the skillet, and it's sizzling, and, you know, everyone's watching what's happening. They kind of see it go by, and it's just such a strong, scent that it's giving off from this food that, you know, when you leave, you kind of smell like the restaurant. In that same way, the only way we're going to have an impact like what Paul's talking about is we're going to have to be close to the source, that we have to spend time with Jesus. We have to have personal intimacy with him, just a spiritual intimacy by connecting to him through his word and by his Holy Spirit. That as he leads us in triumphant procession, that means we look to him to lead our lives. And as we sense him leading, we actually are obedient in that. And I think what happens is we have choices to make. Do we really want to pursue him, to spend time with him, and then to be obedient to him when we sense him leading us in a direction? That's the question. And as we spend time with him, who he is naturally starts to spill out in others. We don't have to come up with some way to talk to people, come up with some technique. Who he is in us naturally spills out on other people. And that's how we make an impact. It's Christ in us, the hope of glory. God, I pray that you would do that in our lives, that we'd be so connected to you, so in touch with you, the source of life, that life would spill out on others around us. God, use us this week. Help us to connect and help us to sense your leading. And we ask that in your son's name. Amen. Take a second and just as you're praying, pray that God will make you aware of the way he's leading your life and then be obedient in that. Till next time, God bless.